So excited to have him here this morning. 13 Grammy Awards.
Right.
3 CMA Musician of the Year Awards.
Right.
AMA Lifetime Achievement Award. Am I missing some?
Mm-hmm, but forget about it.
I was counting at this point. We are. We're very excited to have him here. We welcome
the Big R.
You're too kind. Hi, guys. I just wanted to talk to you about the pizza that I made last night. It's called a cauliflower crust pizza. And I know you're all going, that sounds terrible. But let me tell you what. If you're trying to watch what you eat, this is just an incredible alternative. And I will go through just a little bit on how I made the crust and then how I made it so that it was really, really edible and wouldn't fall apart. And then I'll actually give you the recipe. I'll paste it in here, and I'll get the screen reader to read it, and then you can have it for your very own. I encourage you to try this, even though you think it sounds bleh. I encourage you to try it and put whatever toppings that you want. Now, I happen to be a carnivore. Yes, I am a meat eater. I don't care. Shut up. You can put whatever toppings that you like on your pizza. So just treat it like you would a pizza. I'm actually going to eat right on Audio Boo. I tweeted something once. I made some homemade potato chips and I crunched one. They go, oh, I don't like that. Oh, don't crunch in my ear. That offends me. You know what? I know you're going to listen to it. It really is good. I actually ate this live. I just want you to hear how amazed I was when I actually recorded this live. The first thing you do is take a head of cauliflower. And you don't want it as large as your head. You want it an average size. I personally would like it a little bigger because the pizza that turned out was about a 14-inch, and I could have stood a 16-inch pizza. You grind it up in a food processor, and you want it to come out looking like snow dumped into a bowl. You then steam it for 4 minutes, and you can steam it right in your microwave or on top of the stove. Doesn't matter. When it's done, you take your steamed cauliflower, you put it in, if you have a nut bag, that's cool. If you don't know what it is, look it up, or put it through cheesecloth or a towel, wring it out, wring the heck out of it, until your muscles are sore. I mean, really wring that water out of there. If you don't, it's going to come out chewy. I got to tell you, for the first time that I tried it, it turned out beautifully. That's really the only tip that I can give you. The rest is up to you. It will be in the recipe. Again, I encourage you to try it. It's, well, here's the demonstration. We'll see you later, everybody. Mmm, so good. I think that phrase is patented. That's our little secret. The pizza, by the way, was an Italian sausage, pepperoni, onions, mushrooms, of course, mozzarella. Here's the demonstration. Be sure and stick around for the recipe.
So should I start now?
No, you can wait a while.
Okay, now I need to calm down because you just made me laugh again.
See what it sounds like when it's cutting. Sounds like pizza. I'm going to set the plate down. Ready to take my first taste of the cauliflower pizza. It's great. Is it good? It reminds me of eating a lasagna, sort of. A little softer than pizza crust is, but boy, is it delicious. You'd never know it was cauliflower. It has a Italian, because of the Italian seasoning taste, but it has sort of a sweet taste. Success. It's worth every bit of time that one puts into it. I could almost become a vegetarian if it didn't have so much meat piled on it. If somebody told me this was cauliflower pizza, I would never believe them.
I don't get it!
Cauliflower pizza crust, small to medium-sized head of cauliflower should yield 2 to 3 cups once processed, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon dried basil, crush it even more between your fingers, 1/2 teaspoon dried oregano, crust it even more between your fingers, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder optional. A few shakes of crushed red pepper, 1/4 cup shredded Parmesan cheese, 1/4 cup mozzarella cheese, 1 egg optional, 1 tablespoon almond meal, desired amount of sauce, cheese for topping and other toppings. Place a pizza stone in the oven or baking sheet. If you don't have a pizza stone, preheat oven to 450 degrees. On the cutting board, place a large piece of parchment paper and spray it with nonstick cooking oil. Wash and thoroughly dry a small head of cauliflower. Don't get one the size of your head unless you are planning on making 2 pizzas. Cut off the florets. You don't need much stem, just stick with the florets. Pulse in your food processor for about 30 seconds until you get powdery snow-like cauliflower. See above photo. You should end up with 2 to 3 cups cauliflower snow. Place the cauliflower in a microwave safe bowl and cover. Microwave for 4 minutes. Dump cooked cauliflower onto a clean tea towel and allow to cool for a bit before attempting the next step. Once cauliflower is cool enough to handle, wrap it up in the dish towel and wring the heck out of it. You want to squeeze out as much water as possible. This will ensure you get a chewy pizza-like crust instead of a crumbly mess. Dump cauliflower into a bowl. Now add 1/4 cup Parmesan cheese, 1/4 cup mozzarella cheese, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon dried basil. Crush up the leaves even more between your fingers before adding 1/2 teaspoon dried oregano. Crush up the leaves even more between your fingers before adding 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, not garlic salt, and a dash of red pepper if you want. I also added 1 tablespoon almond meal because my cauliflower yielded closer to 2 cups of cauli snow. This is optional and I would not add the almond meal if you have closer to 3 cups of cauli snow. Now add your egg and mix away. Hands tend to work best. Once mixed together, use your hands to form the dough into a crust on your oiled parchment paper. Pat it down thoroughly. You want it nice and tightly formed together. Don't make it too thick or thin either. Using a cutting board, slide the parchment paper onto your hot pizza stone or baking sheet in the oven. Bake for 8-11 minutes until it starts to turn golden brown. Remove from oven. Add however much sauce, cheese, and toppings you want. I'm not gonna give you measurements for this. You should know how you like your pizza, so go for it. Slide parchment with topped pizza back into hot oven and cook for another 5 to 7 minutes until the cheese is melted, bubbly, and slightly golden. Test your patience and allow it to cool for a minute or 2, probably closer to 2. Then using a pizza cutter and a spatula, serve up your delicious grain-free cauliflower crust pizza. If you are using a larger sized cauliflower, up the eggs to 1 egg plus 1 egg white. You want your dough to be sticky. When I make a bigger sized pizza using more cauliflower, I up the seasonings and the egg, but often leave the amount of cheese the same. Make sure you pat the dough tightly together when forming your crust. It really helps to place the crust on an oiled sheet of parchment paper on the hot pizza stone or baking sheet. Make sure the crust is golden in color before topping it and baking it again. I truly believe cooking it the proper length before topping it helps keep the crust together. Also, I really like the addition of 1 to 2 tablespoons of almond meal to the crust mixture.